The Board of Supervisors is back in session. We have an introduction of item C1, please.
C1 is a hearing to consider a request to authorize processing of a General Plan Land Use Ordinance Amendment, LRP 2004-00018, Dalles-Vyborg, to change the land use category from agricultural to rural residential, residential-rural, on a 44-acre parcel, and remove a planning area standard that limits the allowable density on a 15.6-acre parcel in the residential-rural land use category. Two sites are located southeast of the intersection of Neal Spring and South River Roads, approximately 1.7 miles east of the Templeton Urban Reserve Line. First District, recommend to not authorize processing.
Madam Chair.
Staff report.
Thank you. I'm Jim Lopes, the Department of Planning and Building. This request is, as the clerk mentioned, located east of Templeton and south of Paso Robles. It's bordered on the north by Neal Springs Road and is just southeast of the intersection of Neal Spring and South River Road. The vicinity of the site and this land use category map shows that there's a broad band of residential rural land to the north and east of the two sites that are proposed. There's also agriculture category land to the west and south of the site that's shown. Mr. Daly requests a change from the agriculture category to residential rural on a 44-acre parcel that is just south of Neal Spring Road. Ole Vyborg requests that a land use ordinance standard be deleted from a 15.5 or 15.6-acre property just adjacent to the Daly site. The land use ordinance standard sets a 20-acre minimum parcel size on this parcel and two other parcels shown in green. This parcel limits that size unless these properties are used as receiver sites under the county program for transfer of development credits. And in that case, then the minimum parcel size would be 7 acres. Just to the south of these sites and to the west are properties in the Williamson Act Ag Preserve Program, and these properties are under contract for Ag Preserve. The properties are designated large lot rural in the agriculture and open space element, similar to other residential rural property in the area. The properties in Williamson Act contracts extend south of the site and a band around other residential rural land to the south. The characteristics of the two sites are that they are in light agriculture or pretty much fallow condition. The Daly property on the left is apparently in light grazing. The owner says that there's approximately an acre of land in vineyard production. The Vyborg property on the right has remnants of the old almond orchards that were planted earlier. The sites are adjacent to other land in light agricultural production or residential use. To the west of the Daly property is an agriculture property that apparently is also in light grazing in the agriculture category. The applicant proposes to, in the case of Mr. Daly, to cluster a land division for 8 lots, including an open space parcel of approximately 27 acres, and to use that parcel for farming and to provide wildlife corridors through the site. If the amendment's approved, he intends to apply for a cluster land division. The staff report on page 20, C120, shows the applicant's conceptual lot pattern, and I'll just quickly show that here, if that's possible. We'll take a look at that. I'm sorry.
Oh, other way.
The black borders show the Dalley property at approximately. The numbers are kind of hard to read on the screen, but perhaps on your monitors you might see the number one would be the open space parcel and a cluster land division. Then the other parcels would be 2.5-acre lots that would be on the east side of the property.